It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the United States government has entered into several trade agreements over the years with nations from around the world. However, I see a need to focus more on maintaining the jobs that we have for American workers and ensure that more jobs are created here in the USA at all times. Now, the World Trade Organization, which began many years ago, was expanded in 1995. Then came NAFTA, the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement, which was enacted in January of 1994. And then that was followed by CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, which was enacted in 2005. As a result of these agreements, I see that more businesses and industries moved out of America while we are in need of expanding jobs here in the USA. I am concerned that the newest trade agreement being discussed, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will be another loss of jobs for American workers. In the last 20 years, trade agreements have expanded while America's working age and able-bodied people lack the full and part-time jobs they need to support themselves. Now, recently I decided to call Washington to ask questions about the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which is now under consideration by national elected leaders in Washington. I was told that trade negotiations are conducted in private so that the parties involved can have a meaningful dialogue until they want to make their positions public. I was told that the Trans-Pacific Partnership parties have a confidentiality agreement requiring them to share proposals only with government officials and individuals who are part of the government's domestic trade advisory process. Now, I don't understand why they need a confidentiality agreement. How do the taxpayers and American workers know in advance how an agreement of this type will affect their lives and the well-being of America? Now, in order to make sure national leaders know your concerns, contact them this week and urge them not to vote for agreements that are not in the best interest of American workers. I feel an agreement of this type should be on a national referendum so America's voters can make a yes or no decision on such an important issue. Contact your elected officials this week by using our Contact Your National Elected Officials link, which is located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blehosh every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.